This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Lest you think Washington and the United States have a monopoly on depressing economic news, there's always Greece to consider. The lenders that have helped Athens through its financial crisis so far now say that Greece has to find another $2.5 billion plus in spending cuts next year. There's already a tough austerity package in place over there. Pensions and wages have been cut. The unemployment rate is at 27%. The BBC's John Humphreys reports now from Athens on the economic pain that just won't go away.
In Athens, you're never far from a drama, on stage and in real life. When the classical dramatists like Sophocles wrote their plays a couple of thousand years ago, they liked to take their plots through hubris, nemesis, and finally catharsis. And that is just what Greece is experiencing. When Eleva Zagarakis was conceived, life was good. Such was the hubris of successive Greek governments. They'd been borrowing billions upon billions to buy the people's votes with no hope of being able to pay it back. Then, nemesis, the financial crisis. Eva's father, Nikos, lost his job with an orchestra. Her mother, Eleftheria, is still working, but she's not being paid.
I wish I didn't feel this fear that I will not be able to cover the children's needs and then my own. I always wanted children, and that's why I decided to have a second child. And we were already experiencing problems. But, you know, it was a way for me to confront the crisis, and maybe it's a way for me to get through it.
Greeks often tell me that they help each other, and there's something to be said for that. There's something else, too. Konstantin Papadopoulos was a government minister and now works for Eurobank.
I'm very surprised how patient people have been, because what has happened in Greece, as far as I know, hasn't happened anywhere else in the world. Of course, that doesn't mean you can keep punishing them for another 5 or 6 years. Obviously not. There are limits to this. But hopefully, maybe next year will be the year when the slide downwards will stop and things will start looking up.
In the meantime, you have this extraordinary spectacle in Athens of people who are no longer paid to do their jobs, but are doing them anyway.
Sure.
I'm in the control room of one of the main studios in the State Broadcasting Corporation's headquarters. It's an enormous building. Thousands of people worked here. At least, they did. Until 2 months ago, because these people shouldn't be doing what they're doing. They're not even being paid for it. They were all sacked, and the whole place was closed down. The screens went blank. And the people here said, well, tough, we're not closing down, we're staying put. And they did. And here they are. It's the most bizarre situation. Well, the program's just come off the air, and I'm outside the studio. Yanis is just coming out of the studio. He's one of the presenters. Yanis, nobody in the control room there, in the control gallery, is being paid to put the programme on the air. Are you being paid?
No.
You're not being paid.
So it's the obvious question. Why are you doing it?
Because it's very important, not for us. The problem is the Greek people.
It's for the people of Greece?
Yes, of course. So we must stay here. I will stay here.
Yeah.
For my daughter. I can say to my daughter that we haven't money, but I can't say that we haven't democracy. Democracy is more important than money.
The Greek drama, the Greek tragedy, as many here call it, is not yet in its final act. Catharsis is some way off. What may be reassuring is that the most dire prophecies have not been fulfilled.